Darling? Darling, wake up. We're here now. We're at my place. You fell asleep. Oh, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. We had such a long day at the mall. I figured you could do with some rest. Oh, you look so groggy. You were having a really deep sleep, weren't you? Some nice dreams, I hope. Oh, what's that? You're murmuring. You'll have to speak up, okay? Oh, how did you get in the car? You mean, you don't remember walking here? Oh dear, you must have been even more tired than I realized. Well, after shopping, we went and bought that figurine I promised, and walked back to my car. And, well, now we're back at my place. So, come on, it's time to head inside. I've got a lot to carry with me, so you just run on ahead, okay? I picked you up some new clothes. The ones that you're wearing don't really look like they fit so well, so I just wanted to get you a little something. All right, run ahead, okay? Get inside and you'll see your new clothes. I'll be right behind you. Yes, you could think of this as me inviting you in for a drink. Just go for it, okay? Oh yes, how very romantic. My handsome, handsome date. So, what do you think of my place? It's a little spacious for just me, so no getting lost, okay? Upstairs? You're just full of confidence, aren't you? I'm sure you'll get to see the upstairs in good time. And I guess it'll just depend on how well you do this evening. Excuse me. Are those your shoes still on? Don't you think they should come off before you start exploring my house? That's right. Not such a good start, is it, for a young man who's trying to impress, That's much better. Thank you. And while we're at it, come on, off those clothes. You're looking quite pleased with yourself, mister. Well, we haven't even had our drinks yet. That's right, this is nothing to be excited about yet. Now, down with the shorts. Did I tell you how adorable they look on you, by the way? Yes, and your stripy little tee. We need to get you into something a little warmer for the evening, I think. Me? I'll change in good time. You'll see. So then, what did I pick up for you? Open the bag and have a look. Yes, that's right. New pajamas. What do you think? Do you like them? So we have a Captain America top. Just like the girl in the store you seemed so enraptured by. You don't remember that? You will soon, I promise. Enraptured, it means kind of in awe. Yes, you had this massive crush on her. You think I didn't notice? Don't worry, I won't tell her. Promise. What else? Yes. This lovely blue ensemble with a big chunky digger on the front. Wow, look at that. It's so soft and warm. I think any boy would be so lucky to have such new pajamas and... Oh, what's wrong? You're not a fan of this one? Well, I won't be too offended. Clearly we have a winner. Captain America it is. All right. Okay. Arms up. That's it. Feel how soft it is? Brand new, just for you. Look, let me kneel down here with you and help you with these bottoms. So, how do you think our date is going? Good, right? Oh yes, I think you're doing very, very well. You've been listening so well, haven't you? That's right. So, what would really put you in my good books, I wonder? Can you think? Bringing in the shopping? Well, I think that's an excellent idea. All right then. No time to waste, Captain. I have several bags here, and some of them are ever so heavy. You think you can manage? That's right. Two hands. Very good. Just into the kitchen. Anywhere is fine. You just carry on. I'm just going to make a quick few notes here. You know, I have so much going on and... Now, what are you doing? Nuh-uh. Too late, mister. I've spotted you. Show me what you have in your hands right there. Do I need to count to three? If I get to three, there's no drinks and absolutely no upstairs time, understand? One. Two. Good boy. Let's see. Got a little curious, didn't you? Do you really think it's okay to just rifle through the shopping and see my new clothes like that? No. No, I didn't think so. I wonder if you even know what you're holding there. I can see that you like the woman on the picture. No doubt you're drawn to her large breasts. Oh yes, breasts. They really do make you feel quite metal, don't they? Can you read the words right here? You want me to help? Let's see. Now, follow my finger. Nursing bra. Nursing bra. That's right. Now, who needs those, little man? Can you tell me? That's right. Mummies do. Brand new mummies need them. Now, why would I need a nursing bra, I wonder? Because I'm a mummy? Yes, that's right, you clever little boy. I'm your mummy. Do you remember now? No? You're a big boy? You're my date? Oh, my sweet thing. I know. You wanted to be my date, didn't you? Probably thinking about all the lovely things we could do together, but... Little one, you've been my little boy for... Oh, quite a while now. What's that? You're a big boy? Don't need a mummy? Well, let's just see about that, shall we? Now, I did tell you I would be getting changed, so I wonder if the time for that has come. A big boy would be very pleased about this indeed. He'd watch as my flowing new dress would fall to the ground, just like this. But I don't think he'd let out a little gasp just like you did. And I don't think he'd have to crane his neck right up just to look into my eyes. And he definitely wouldn't be trying to hold back sucking on his thumb like you are. That's okay. You could do it. If you're not my little boy, and I'm not your mummy, what does it matter, right? That's right. In it goes. Good boy. Now, a big boy would know what to do with my wide, soft hips. He'd know where to put his hands, where to kiss me. But you could barely see past my hips, can you? A big boy would ask, and with good reason, why oh why was I wearing a nursing bra? But you don't even understand how they work, do you? No, it's okay. I'm gonna show you why I need a special bra. You'll understand soon, I promise. Now then, big boy, my special handsome little date, you want a drink, right? Not if it's a yes. Very good. And you wanted to explore the upstairs with me? Yes? That's right. Well, I think you've been such a good boy tonight that I think it's time. Oh, yes, such a lucky boy. Up you come. That's right. Let me lift you up. There we go. Look, you're right up near me again. Almost as tall as me, see? Maybe you don't understand my hips, but you seem comfortable enough using them to sit on, don't you? And look, you're right next to my breasts. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? That's what you were hoping to see when you came shopping with me? You were just so desperate to be around me, for my attention. I knew straight away you were going to be a good little boy. Time for us to go upstairs now. It's okay, I promise I've got you. You just listen to Mummy now, okay? Yes, that's right. Mummy. No shaking your head, mister. You can't help it, you see. It was just so clear to me every time we spoke. You were so eager to please. You just couldn't take your eyes off my beautiful soft breasts. I could only imagine how many times you let yourself think about them. And now, lucky you, you're right next to them. Look, it's Mummy's bed. Just like you wanted. Upstairs, you big clever boy. You've got me down to my underwear. Such a clever little boy. That's right. Mummy will sit on the side of the bed, and you sit right on my lap. I promised you a drink, didn't I? Ready? Are you watching, little one? You see the special clip right here? If I just undo it. There. Look at Mummy's beautiful nipple. Oh, and there's milk right on the tip. It's time for your drink, little boy. You just have to close your mouth around the nipple and drink my warm milk. Mummy is right here. You just need to lean in as close as you can. Such a good boy. Drink up now. Drink up for Mummy. What a good little boy. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, little boy. Mummy's here. There you go. You could fall back asleep now. That's right. Close your eyes. Such a good little boy.